It's time to talk science and technology and all things interesting with Dr. Carl Krusinski, the man behind so many books, including Dr. Carl's little book of climate change science. He's on the telephone now, and I'm very lucky to have you on the telephone. I'm tipping you're not with Optus. Dr. Carl, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, we do have a very bad privatised telecommunications system in Australia, which is worse than it used to be 20 years ago.
You know, we've talked about this morning. I feel, and I'm sure a lot of Australians feel, suddenly very vulnerable. I mean, all this technology and the Wi-Fi and the mobile phones and everything's great when it works, but then you become to rely on it. And a lot of people have done away with their landlines, not many public phones available anymore, and we are now very vulnerable, aren't we, Doc?
Let me ask you this question, right? Now, you remember, say, 20 years ago, there might be a blackout?
Yeah.
And then in the blackout, there's no electricity to your house.
Yes.
How come the phone still worked?
That's a very good question, Dr. Carl. You're quite right. You'd be in a complete blackout. There'd be no power, but your landline still worked. How come?
Because in each capital city, there were locations where underground several acres of 2.2 volt batteries were located. You see, you go to the old-fashioned copper telephone line and you put a multimeter across it and you measure about 50 volts. And that 50 volt was supplied by about, 20 or something, 2.2 volt batteries. When I'm talking about a 2.2 volt battery, I mean something the size of your thigh of a short person.
Right.
The size of your whole leg.
Yes.
So think of a shortish sort of person, about that high, coming halfway, between your knee and your hip and about the diameter of your thigh.
Yes.
And there were acres of them buried underground at Martin Place.
I did not know this.
And every capital city around Australia. And that meant if there was a blackout because of storm, you could say, hello, state emergency services, ambulance, a tree has fallen on my house. Somebody got a broken leg. Come and help me.
Yes.
And you could get through on this ancient telecommunication device, and we could have had it, except for a deliberate decision by a previous government to not let us do it.
Why did they say no? Why did they do this?
Well, the gossip I've heard is that if you had optic fibre into each house, that might have cut across the revenue generated by the cable TV companies.
And the NBN.
No. Forget the NBN.
Okay.
The NBN didn't generate any revenue from streaming movies.
Mm.
In fact, the NBN was the competition.
Mm.
So the story goes that for whatever reason, instead of choosing a system that could have given us, wait for it, not 100 megabits a second, not 1 gigabit, but 1,000 gigabits a second. Instead of choosing that, we went with optic fiber and then copper for the last bit to deliberately hobble a system so that people could not have fast internet and had to stay to whatever cable TV network was giving them their cable TV. And so whoever it was what got a couple of $100 million in revenue, but we in Australia are screwed with a system, wait for it, that does not work in a blackout. You see, if you've got a blackout, when you go from optic fibre to copper, there's a box.
Yeah.
And that box needs electricity. And if the grid goes down, that box stops working. But if you've got optic fibre into your house and a small battery, you can still have internet even if the street is down, even if the whole suburb is down. The ones in the north get shoved in the optic fibre and they travel all the way into your house. And then you can turn around, providing you've got a little battery, maybe a battery half the size of a car battery would run your internet for about 5 days. And so do you have a UPS at home?
Yes.
Yeah, so UPS for the audience is uninterruptible power supply.
Yes.
And my UPS, if everything's running on my computer desk, will run for about 10 minutes. It's only a little one. And that means that if the power goes off, it starts making a noise, and then I can do what we call a graceful shutdown of my computer.
Mm.
So if we had a small battery like a UPS in each house,
yes,
and we had optic fiber into the house, you could then, in an emergency, use up some of your battery and say, look, I need 000, come quick. And you could get through to the hospital or the cops or the state emergency services or the ambulance, but we can't because the decision was made several years ago to not run optic fiber in the house. Now, here's a question for you without notice.
Yes.
Optic fiber is about 100 metres away from my place on the corner.
Yeah.
Now, I've spoken with some people who know about these things, and they reckon it's either one or two techos for half a morning.
Yeah.
The pipes are already there. They're just empty. They just need to run the optic fiber through, and there's already cables. I can just pull it through. It would take half a morning. Okay, be generous, a morning, a whole morning. Guess how much the quote is?
How much?
17,000.
No way.
Yeah.
Are you serious? They don't serious? Want
the job. They don't because it's we have got a crappy system which is just so hybrid. So you get your NBN box and it can take copper wire and hybrid coax and optic fiber. Mate, it would have been cheaper for Australia to do it. Like, there are people I know whose job is doing stuff to movies from overseas, putting on scripts and stuff, and it takes them hours to download lots of or to upload lots of stuff, whereas with a decent optic fiber they can do it in minutes. It's hobbling the country.
It's hobbling the country, and it's a conspiracy theory. And it's been done, according to Dr. Carl, for revenue.
Hobblings.
For revenue. And we've all seen yesterday how vulnerable the whole country can be, and whole transport systems falling over. Businesses, the day after an interest rate hike, when they need money coming through their shops, they couldn't do transactions. People writing out IOUs. It's an absolute disgrace. And I think Optus's behaviour was a disgrace. They didn't come out and say anything until about 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Something, I think the CEO's got to go. And I think that we here in Australia need to open up our eyes and ask more questions. Are you with me, Dr. Carl?
Yeah, and I would recommend that everybody watch a streaming movie called Billion Dollar Heist. It's how people can hack their way into systems, and they nearly stole $1 billion from the Bank of Bangladesh. It's a great little 1.5 hour movie. It could happen to anybody. So we really need the internet and we need good security. And when they came on and said, oh, two things. We don't know what happened.
Mm.
It's not a hack. Mate, if you don't know what happened, how do you know it wasn't a hack? Don't treat me like an idiot.
Dr. Carl, no one's treating you like an idiot. Dr. Carl, always good to talk. We'll talk next week.
Peace, love, mung beans.